I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. We can thank the Victorians in the late 1800s for many things, including the canna lily. This tropical American native wasn't grown in gardens until Victorian-era gardeners came upon them. Now, canna lilies are a standard, grouped in clumps in gardens or planted in decorative containers. If you're looking for some great mid to late season color, try the canna lily. It's not too late to plant them. The plants have large banana-like leaves that come in a range of colors from chartreuse to the deepest of burgundy. Even if yours don't bloom, the leaves are a show in and of themselves. The flower stalks are a colorful yellow, pink, white, orange, or red. Some varieties we've grown include Tropicana with its green, yellow, and orange striped leaves and orange blooms, Black Night with dark foliage and striking red flowers, and Pink Sunburst with striped leaves and bubblegum pink colored blooms. Canna lilies grow 3 to 5 feet tall. Dwarf types are great in pots. In containers, you can place them where you want in the landscape, move them with cooler fall weather, and store them more easily. In the garden, plant canna lilies in the hottest spot you've got. Full sun and well-drained moist soil is a must. They pair well in the back of a perennial flower border with other tall plants, such as sunflowers, Joe pieweed, and plume poppy. Deadhead spent flower stalks and keep the soil evenly moist, especially in the heat. Fertilize container cannas every few weeks to keep them growing strong. Like dahlias, canna lilies grow from a rhizome that doesn't overwinter in our climate. After a frost, dig up, clean, and store the rhizome in a perforated plastic bag in a cool, dark basement, keeping the roots slightly moist. Divide the rhizomes in spring before planting. And now for this week's tip. If you like stuffing and eating squash flowers, try daylily blooms. There are more of them, and they have a sweet, nutty flavor when stuffed and baked. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about fruit flies on blueberries. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.